This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. The Prime Minister also unveiled the statue of former Assam Chief Minister Gopinath Bordoloi at the airport. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal building is designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. Addressing a public gathering, the PM said the center prioritizes the Northeast under the Act East policy and Assam will become an engine for Viksit Bharat.
हमने एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी के जरिए पूर्वोत्तर को प्राथमिकता दी और आज हम असम को भारत के ईस्टर्न गेटवे के रूप में उभरता देख रहे हैं। असम भारत को आसियान देशों से जोड़ने के लिए ब्रिज की भूमिका निभा रहा है। ये शुरुआत अभी बहुत आगे तक जाएगी और असम कई क्षेत्रों में विकसित भारत का इंजन बनेगा।
Earlier, PM Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Rana Ghat in Nadia district of West Bengal. The PM inaugurated the 66.7 kilometer long four-laning of the Barjaguli Krishnanagar section of National Highway 34 in Nadia. He also laid the foundation stone for the four-laning of the 17.6 kilometer long Barasat Barjaguli section of National Highway 34 in North 24 Parganas district. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing is being used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. The ministry said that the offenders or hijackers are exploiting WhatsApp's device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. The ministry asked citizens not to click on suspicious links and never enter their phone number on external sites. It further urged people to check linked WhatsApp device settings regularly and to not fall for such traps. Metro train services have officially commenced operations in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav jointly flagged off the first metro train from the Subhash Nagar metro station in the state capital. This initial 7-kilometer priority corridor comprises 8 elevated metro stations, marking a significant milestone in the city's urban transport infrastructure. Voting for the posts of president and members in 23 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats across Maharashtra, as well as for 143 vacant member posts in these local bodies, got over yesterday. Prominent local bodies included Baramati in Pune district and Ambernath in Thane district. According to the State Election Commission, counting of votes for all 286 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats, including those that went to polls on 2nd December, will begin at 10 a.m. today. Delhi government has intensified its enforcement drive under GRAP Stage 4 to curb air pollution. Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa warned of strict action against polluting industries and construction sites. In a statement, the government said that a total of 612 non-compliant industries faced closure and over 1 lakh PUCC certificates were issued in 3 days. The Manipur Science Congress 2025 was held at Manipur University under the theme Science, Innovation and Climate Change. The event was organized by Manipur University in collaboration with the Manipur Science and Technology Council. The inaugural function was graced by the Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Addressing the function, the Governor said that Manipur, with its exceptional biodiversity and unique ecological conditions, serves as a living laboratory for scientific research, particularly in areas such as climate change, biotechnology, sustainable agriculture and environmental studies. India Meteorological Department has forecast snowfall over western Himalayan region for the next 3 days. IMD said that heavy snowfall is expected at isolated places over Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh today. The Met Department has issued an orange alert for cold wave conditions to prevail over East Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand and Bihar today. The Weather Agency has also said that dense to very dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, North Madhya Pradesh and Bihar today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.